News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, Orsay, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. It was just me. We were making sure the live video stream was on. Anyway, good morning, January the 14th. It's 7:06 a.m. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, which I know for sure because I just tested it out. And Bad Bob is back in town.
And greetings.
How you doing?
Pretty good. 150,000 people down there, and it was. I came back with a bit of a cold, but overall the Consumer Electronics Show was good. We did a report on Saturday, yeah, and we'll be doing another one next Saturday.
Well, I want to talk to you about this after we get all of our stuff, our housekeeping done this morning with Wells Fargo and the weather. But today we're going to be doing Missing in America, and we're going to be having, I believe, the Lion King and Nares here. We're going to be talking about how to keep your house warmer, how to save energy here. We got a lot of things we want to talk about today. And then, of course, Fred Salante from Missing in America Project. Now, we've had Fred on before, but I think it's important now because Congress just passed a bill concerning the proper handling of the remains of those veterans who have not been claimed. And this was all started here and with Fred Salante in Southern Oregon, but mainly here in Redding, California. And so we're going to talk about that, how it was unanimously passed. The bill was unanimously passed. And to see if, President, how close they are to signing this. But what a tremendous achievement on Major Salante's and all the people that helped on this Missing in America project. So we want to talk about that a little bit. But first, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are modestly lower. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 13 points at 13,475. The S&P 500 is off 4 points at 1467, while the NASDAQ Composite is off 15 points at 3110. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 103 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 22 cents at 1141. Sprint Nextel down 19 cents at 573. Nokia is off 17 cents at $4.53, while Ford is down 7 cents at $13.94. Of local interest, PG&E is up a nickel at $41 even. Safeway is down 11 cents at $17.30. And North Valley Bank up 9 cents at $15.35. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.84%, to 2-year treasury yielding 0.24%. Oil's down 19 cents a barrel at $93.37, and precious metals are higher with gold up $3.96 an ounce at $16.66.40, while silver's up 36 cents at $30.79 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They're going to tell you exactly what's happening down on Wall Street and where you possibly should be making some investments at. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or visit them on Marina Drive right here in Redding. That's the Wells Fargo advisors. All right, Bad Bob, weather. I'm cold. Why is that?
37 and clear outside right now, not as bad as further down the valley where they are seeing freezing temperatures putting the citrus crops in great jeopardy, but so far so good. Sunshine today, high of 53, tonight's low near 35, 61 for your high tomorrow, and currently at Reading we have 37. The report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
There, you know, Anselmo Vineyards, Friday night, Linda was singing along with, accompanied by, of course, Pat Karch and Rick Hill. And I have to say, it was a magic night. I mean, the place was absolutely packed. They were putting tables in there. I've never seen them put tables in before. And what can I say? What a tremendous, tremendous response. And everybody had just a great time. And, you know, they were still rocking when we left there, you know, after 11 o'clock. You know, all the music has stopped at 9:30. Well, it was supposed to. It probably went to 10. So thanks to everybody that was there. And I hope everybody had as good a time as we did. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda is in her sabbatical from here and getting all those things done that she needs to get done here over the next couple of weeks and doing the, redoing all of her music and doing, recataloging it and getting all that kind of stuff done. And I tell you what, when you got over 30 years of music, of stuff she's written and stuff that she's sung and putting it all together in books so that other musicians can accompany her. And all of this being done so she can record her next CD. So we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Linda Bott, and Bad Bob Belongi. Right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor with NorCal Firearms Instruction. As families gather to celebrate the holidays, remember to store all firearms safely and responsibly. Household demographics change during this time of year, and so should your household protection plan. Lock up all pre-positioned and loaded firearms so unauthorized users don't accidentally find them. Find us on the web at norcalfi.com for more safety tips or to register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, a community radio for the North State. Good morning. 7:15 in the morning, Carl Linda Bott. Bad Bob Belongi. Okay, a few things we have to do here. Charlie Moss passed away on Friday. I know you were gone, Bob. He passed away early Friday morning and early Saturday morning. And we just want to say that, you know, our thoughts and our prayers go out to Lynn and the rest of the family. Charlie Moss was a good man. Of course, the Moss Lumber Company and then the Country Kitchen Restaurant. And he was also a member of the city council, was mayor for a year, and had done a lot of, and done a lot for our community. Loved this community. Bass fisherman, really loved to fish for his bass out here on the lakes. And was just a good all-around man and somebody to be proud of in this community. He had had a very, very difficult medical condition that started last year with an aneurysm. And any other man would have probably just dropped, but Charlie fought, as that's the kind of guy he was. He was just one strong, stubborn individual, and I say stubborn in the right sense. And Linda and I just want everybody to know is that he's a man that should be remembered, a veteran, and that at some point this week there'll be, I'm sure, remembrances and ceremonies. And that is for a man who loved this area, gave his all for this area here in the North State in Reading, Charlie Moss. All right, went to the Anderson. Went to the Anderson crab feed. What can I say? Except I didn't do as much damage as I thought I would in the crab feed here. It was excellent, of course. The Anderson Rotary puts it on. Their clam chowder is wonderful. But this is probably it's got to be kind of the favorite parts of your year, is that you're going to a crab feed, which in the crab is plentiful. The service is great. The people are friendly. And you're doing a good cause. You're helping people. You're donating for good causes with the Anderson Rotary. Now, the next one that I know of is coming up February the 2nd, and that's the Women's Refuge. And what a crab feed they put on. This is also a stellar event, and there's tickets available still for that. And that's the Women's Refuge crab feed, and it's going to be, February the 2nd. And when is that? The fat crab feed it's February 2nd, right?
For the Women's Refuge?
Right.
February, right around Valentine's Day.
No, it's going to be the 2nd, to sure.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, February 2nd. Okay. So it's not going to be March. It's February 2nd. I'll find out for sure as soon as I get off the line here. I was most positive. I have my schedule here. Anyway, another great one to go to. Plenty of crab, and people are extra friendly. So that, you know, these things are where you go out and you see a lot of the people that you know, and you also help. You also help really great causes when you attend these. All right, let's go on. The city or the county is looking at really restricting medical marijuana ordinances so that you can't grow it outside. This is what the staff would like it to be. Bad Bob, you've got marijuana groves around you, don't you?
Not anymore. It's the off season.
Is it the
off
season?
There will be none next year.
How do you know?
Well,
they could.
What takes place on the other side of my fence, I'm not going to concern myself with overly much.
Okay. Now, that the staff is saying they want to restrict the outdoor groves, there's a group here in town that I guess are suing because they say they're too restrictive. And the county staff. Anyway, the board of supervisors is going to meet on that one tomorrow morning at 9:00. It might be interesting just to go over there just to listen to this. Every time I've gone to any of the meetings and marijuana was being discussed, it gets to be it's performance art out there watching and listening to what everything that goes on. Golden Globes. If you're married to an artist, a singer, you're married to Linda, you watch the Golden Globes. And we went to the part where Jodie Foster was awarded the Cecil B. DeMille Award, and she talked for about 10 minutes. And it was really wasn't easy to understand what she was talking about. But everything I see today is that Jodie Foster came out and said that she was gay. Well, I thought everybody knew that. I thought that she had come out and that she was gay like 20 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Like 20 or 30 years ago, she had said that she was gay. I mean, she's 50 years old, and this isn't a big surprise. So I'm not sure why they're making such a big thing out of it because, did you know it?
She had
children and she had a life partner or her spouse.
I'm sorry,
she calls it a life partner.
Somebody from Hollywood coming out gay is not news anymore.
Well, but she had come out, many, many years ago. Anyway, okay. The last thing is in Paris, they had the largest rally they've had in recent history about gay marriage. Against gay marriage. Over 350,000 people attended this rally against gay marriage. in Paris, France. That was interesting. I didn't realize that this is a huge question over there. All right, last thing, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and Bad Bob, I want to talk about your Consumer Electronics Show. Again, the first day I talked to you about it was what were the cool things you had seen. You had a whole week to look at it. And I want you to tell me, really, when you came out of that show, what is the thing that impressed you most? What is the electronics toy or item that we all are going to need to have in the next year? We'll be right back. Carl on the bot, KCNR, 1460.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns.
Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Redding, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Boss, 7:25 in the morning. 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, you need it this morning, 37 degrees, great coffee, great prices. There, and the ladies will make anything you want, cappuccino or espresso, anything. And then, of course, the lowest tobacco prices in town. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, Bad Bob, get off the computer and tell me, what did you see as being the electronic toy, the electronic necessity we're all going to need?
Well, as I was putting up on Facebook, the products were ranging from the fascinating to the ridiculous. The goofiest thing I think I saw was the potty chair with an attachment for an iPad. I'm not. I wish I was making that up. The big thing, though, was more about
when
the trend.
You say a potty chair, I think of that for children.
A training potty chair.
For children.
For children. A bright orange and green plastic. There's a picture of it up on my Facebook page.
Are you on it?
No. Am I on the chair? No. It's a toddler's
training potty chair. I saw the photo.
The iPotty. And why this is a necessary product is beyond me. But anyway, no, the big thing is that the smartphones are going to get more capable. You've got essentially a full-blown computer in your hand, and we're just learning to take full advantage of that mobile connectivity. Things like most people only use their phones to talk directly to another person about 40% of the time now. The rest of the time it's used for indirect communication or some control function, and that's going to grow. Medical monitoring through using your cell phone as a communications hub, control of your home environment. I have a thermostat that I can run via my smartphone. So that connectivity, the big sparkling stuff was, of course, the Ultra HD TVs, but those are pretty pricey. But I think that sports adopters, as always they did with high definition, will be pushing that. The pictures are absolutely amazing, but that technology will trickle down to better displays. Dish Network displayed their streaming technology. And as far as innovations, there wasn't anything that just really jumped out that we didn't have a Blu-ray or an HD DVD or anything this time around. But I think there's a lot. The thing that impressed me the most, Carl, we went over to a demonstration on called Eureka Park, demonstrations, and I met so many 20-somethings thinking outside the box, bringing new and innovative products to the market that really restored kind of my faith in the marketplace.
Really? Okay, like what? Okay, well, first of all, I'm one of those few that 98% of my phone is used for phone calls. I in fact turned in one of those that you could go into the internet and all this stuff, so I could just make phone calls and sometimes take messages, you know, or somebody you know texts me, but that's about it. I'll take a photo now and then, but it usually doesn't come out. So what is there that I'm going to look at and say, you know what, I need this? Is it would it be something that I just check and, you know, I guess you can see if your house is safe, you can see if...
Oh, yes, the connected home where you can, instead of dialing the... maybe you don't necessarily want the cops to respond just because the door pops open. You can actually, from your smartphone, and this is available right now, you can check, did I remember to turn the thermostat down before I left the house? If you're on the road, you can... from your smartphone, change around the light patterns in your house, giving it that lived-in look, turn the radio on or off or whatever, and make it look as if...
Can other people do that then, too?
The existing security between the encryption on the phone, the encryption on... If you most routers are heavily, you know, are heavily firewalled, and, you know, who's going to be interested in turning your lights on and off?
What they could do is turn off the system, though.
Probably not, and the whole thing is that yes, there is an element of problem, and if that is a concern for you, then don't ignore the technology. Some people choose not to ignore that technology.
Yeah, but nobody can really ignore technology anymore. I mean, you can say, all right, I'm not going to use my ATM card,
right?
Or I'm not going to use a credit card, and you can say that, but then your life becomes really hard to live.
A big part of
you can't ignore technology, right. So you got to figure out how to work with it.
You have to find your comfort level.
How many times have you say, "Oh, let's just do this"? You know, people go, "Oh, let's get into this," and find out that, well, you know what? Everything you write goes into a cloud in the sky. All the numbers, and if somebody wants it, there's somebody out there that can get it.
Yes, most of what I saw was improvements on existing technology, like a product from Western Digital. It's an external hard drive, but it is also tied to your home router. So if you're on the road and you need that document that is on your router at home, you would have to call somebody, have them get on your computer, stick it on the web, yada, yada, yada. This enables you to access your own stuff from your own house.
I like that. All right, when we come back, Martin Graff is with us, and we're going to be talking how to keep your house warm and the cost down. Soon we get back.
the Fox Business Network. Stocks are searching for direction ahead of a speech from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke on monetary policy. Apple shares are also down on concerns over demand for the iPhone 5. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 20 points. Meanwhile, Deutsche Bank is liking Facebook, raising the social networking site's rating to buy and boosting its price target to $40 from $24. Deutsche Bank says Facebook has more revenue momentum than any other company they cover heading into 2013. The bank goes on to say mobile newsfeed ads are the game changer and the ramp up is coming much faster than expected. And Toyota is once again the world's top selling automaker, dethroning General Motors.
I'm after, you know, they do keep you on post quite a bit, especially when you're, you know, a young private and they don't want you to get in too much trouble. But I did have an opportunity to see quite a bit of Europe, and I look back on it, and I think it was a pretty good time in Germany.
Okay. All right. So thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you.
Now, how long have you had – when did you kick off Alliance?
About 26 years ago.
Okay, so you started with that.
Yes.
And so you've been in the business that long then.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. It's 36 degrees out. I guess it just went up to 37. And people, and the cost of electricity is going up and will continue to go up. That's not going to stop. And this is going to happen because of the environmental acts we've had and the bills we've had, which will cause us to use more energy from renewable sources, which we don't have, which causes the price of electricity to go up. So you want to be as smart as you can about heating and cooling your house. Are there systems out there that can put a dent in your electric bill?
You know, there is, but, you know, purchasing a new system, obviously, you're going to be more energy efficient. But there's things you can do, stopgap measures that you can take all along the way. One of them is, you know, insulation in your attic. And we do sell insulation, but, I mean, you can get insulation yourself and blow it in. That would probably be the number one place I would look. But before you go blowing insulation in your attic, you know, you probably want to have your ducts tested and make sure that they're sealed properly. We used to use duct tape a long time ago to tape up all of the joints and ducting. And anybody who's ever used duct tape on patio furniture or lawn furniture knows that after a little while out in the heat, it basically deteriorates. Well, the same thing's happening up in your attic. The duct tape starts to fall apart and the joints start to leak. So we don't use duct tape anymore. We use more of a we call it a hard cast, and it actually turns into like a casting material that people put on broken arms, and that seals the ducting. And so if you're going to insulate, I'd say seal your ducts first and then insulate to like R38 in your attic.
Okay. One of the things that happened when we had to put a new system in a few years ago was that all of our ducts had fallen apart. And under the new rules, you have to test them. And it was, what is it, like 90-something percent of the air has to be retained inside the ducts? I'm not exactly sure, but there's some percentage that you can't leak.
Correct.
Under new rules.
Yeah, the new rules are and I don't know if it's fuzzy math or not, because we use a manometer and a duct tester, so you know the actual percentage of what the machine is saying, I don't know how accurate that is, but according to, you know, industry standards, when we hook up a duct blaster, it is not allowed to leak, and according to California regulation, more than 15%. And that's a lot of air, but City of Reading's got a program and they want it under 6%.
Okay, so under 6% of the air can leak, or that's the allowable part. Because we had people come in a couple of times to be looking at it, as you know, they're forcing air through the ducts and to make sure that there was a low amount that's compromising your system.
Correct. When we test most systems, I'm surprised that, you know, they can go one of two ways. We can go up to a system and go, wow, this thing's pretty tight. We'll do some, but sometimes we put the duct tester on people's houses and we can't even get the system to pressurize, which means that they're losing 50, 60% of their heating and air conditioning, you know, into their attic or under your home. If you have ducting under your home, you really have issues. And I would say definitely have them looked at.
Okay. We got to take a quick break here. And one of the things I just like to say from personal experience is that underneath my house, at least it used to be, it was cooler underneath my house from the air conditioning than it was inside my house, which could have been a problem, which is probably why it had to be fixed. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, our guest from Alliance Heating and Air, Martin Graff. We'll be right back.
That sweet rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you.
Oh, yeah. Any place that's warm. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR1460. Carl in the box. 7:44 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Over 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. Locally owned, family operated, senior and veteran discounts, and competitive prices. What else could you ask for? Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Just saw them Friday night. They were up there where Linda was singing.
I feel bad.
You should have been there. Martin Graff is our guest from Alliance Heating Air. Okay, one of the big things we talked about keeping your, what we're trying to talk, you know, do today is that your house, if because of the cost of electricity, if there's certain things you don't do to your house, it's just going to cost you. I mean, we know people at $1,500, $2,000 a month electric bills. Come on. And there must be some things that people can do. So we talked about making sure the vents, that's a huge thing, right? All your ducts underneath the house being sealed up so you're not losing either cold air or hot air going through your system. What are some other things you can do as a homeowner? I probably need to have somebody come out and look at everything, don't you? I mean, and I'm not just trying to drum up business, but I mean, how do you know if it's not working? You're not going to crawl. A lot of people are not going to crawl underneath their house to make sure things are right.
Well, I've got to say a couple of things. One is that obviously there's a whole, you know, you got to look at your whole house as a system, and that's all heating and air conditioning contractors. If we've learned anything in the last 10, 15 years, is that we stop looking at the heating and air conditioning system as just a component of the house. We have to look at the whole house and say, okay, what do we got to do to make the heating and air conditioning system work well with this house? And so that's when an expert would be good. And so we can come in there and help you evaluate that. You know, and some people, you know, probably don't like PG&E a lot, but they have an excellent website.
All right, we're just all of us are sitting here coughing and choking here. Some bad Bob brought it back from Vegas. And plus, he's got a rash on his face. How'd you get that rash across your nose like that? No, really. What could you have possibly done to get your rash, get a rash like that on your cheeks?
I was sort of expecting something like this.
Mm-hmm. So
there was no rash.
There was no rash? Are you sure? Does that look like a rash to you, Mark?
No comment.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah, we got to look at the whole thing as a system, as a house, as a whole system. And so, you know, you want to look at things as small as, you know, the caulking around your windows, the weather stripping around your doors, and then, you know, obviously your heating and air conditioning system. And I'll tell you one thing. I've heard a lot of people calling up when it got really cold at first, and they're saying that their heat pumps weren't working properly. And I got to tell you that I think heat pumps should work properly. If anybody is told, oh, they don't work well when they're cold, that means that there's something wrong with the system. And so if your heat pump, if you're on all electric heat and your heat pump isn't providing good warm heat to you consistently, I'd have it checked because that's an indication that there's an issue.
Okay, so it's not just, oh, it's just really cold out, so it's not going to work. I've heard that, those swamp coolers won't work if it's really humid? Is that true?
That is true.
Okay, because there's too much water in the air?
Correct.
Right, okay, I'll never figure that one out. Okay, so now, doing things to your windows. All right, most people don't have the double windows or the triple paned windows. What can you do to kind of, you know, so you don't lose as much heat around your windows?
Well, I'll tell you that I believe in, you know, drapes are a great, you know, thing that you can do to help keep the cold out. Obviously, again, you know, caulking around the windows, making sure that the weather stripping is in good shape. But after that, then start just doing window treatments, you know, anything from blinds to heavy drapes, anything you can do to basically, you know, keep your house insulated from the outside.
Okay, so heavy drapes up against the windows and this. Even if you have windows that are coated, a lot of times if that sun's on them, if there's a lot of windows, that's not going to help.
Correct. Okay. And, you know, obviously we like light, but I mean, you know, you gotta take, the good with the bad sometimes. And if it's cold outside, putting up heavy drapes helps. Another thing I'd like to bring up is return airs. A lot of people do not have enough return air ducts. And what that means is wherever you replace your filter at inside of your house, most systems that are over 1,600 square feet should have two filter intakes for their heating and air system for the system to breathe properly. And unfortunately, you know, if a house is built 20, 25 years ago, the contractor was probably in a bidding war with other contractors to put the job in as least expensive as possible. And one of the ways that you can reduce the cost of an installation is to reduce the amount of ducting. And if your system doesn't breathe properly, it doesn't blow properly. So you could have a 4-ton system, but if you only have one return air duct, it might only be a 3-ton or a 2.5-ton system. That's another place to look, and that's where you'd bring in an expert.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Bob, you're live on KCNR. Do you have a comment?
Well, you have a thumbs up for your alliance there. At a rental they came out on a service call. Tenant said water was dripping out of the air intake and it was raining, so I figured something's wrong. Anyway, they came out, took a look at it, and it just turned out to be condensation, I guess. But anyway, they didn't charge me for it. So I thought that was pretty good.
Well, you know, that is good. When somebody comes out and says, you know, this is what it is, I'm not going to charge you. I mean, I've had others that I've done some strange things before, like not notice that a pipe had been unscrewed, you know, a faucet was unscrewed. I got charged $75 for him to screw it back in. It was pretty funny the first time. Second time, wasn't that funny?
No. You didn't learn for the first time?
No, you know, obviously I didn't. I do now, though.
You know, one of the things I enjoy about, you know, KCNR is that I feel that one of the reasons I wanted to advertise here when the radio station came into being is because I feel like it's a small town venue, and I think I feel very comfortable doing work with any of the people that support this radio station because I think they all have that same feeling. And so anytime that I need something, I look within the family of this radio station first, to be honest with you, because I think that you're going to get that kind of value from just about any one of Carl's advertisers.
Oh, yeah. Crack Masters is another example. I've used him, and he's real good. Well, yeah, I was real impressed. Yeah, no charge for the service call. I mean, it took time.
Well, thank you very much.
And so next time I'll be calling again.
Well, hey, Bob, thanks so much for the phone call.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that. And, Martin, thanks a lot for those comments. That's what you told us when you came in to advertise with us that time. But that's because, you know, we are a community, and you all do things for the community and not – it's not a money thing. It's a community thing. I mean, everybody needs to make enough money to keep going, but still. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest is Alliance Heating and Air owner Martin Kraft. We'll be right back.
Jake Ryan, I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody that has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Yeah, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning! 7:55 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott. Of course, Linda is in her beginning of her cataloging 35 years of music and doing all these other things. Plus, she's redoing the house, as I'm finding out, as we're going through here. Our guest is Martin Graff from Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Now, besides the fact that, you know, he's here talking to us about things you can do to save you money, and that's the important thing. But also there's a few other things that, you know, people calling in saying that, you know, I called him and that this, and it came out and looked at something and his people didn't even charge me because it was condensation and not anything leaking. You also have, you've hit Angie's List for the Super Service Award twice, once for installation and once for heating and air.
True.
Okay, so, I mean, this is only given to, what, 5%?
The top 5%.
Top 5% on Angie's List, and this is a huge, huge award here. I didn't know about it. You just mentioned it. I said, well, you know, maybe we ought to talk about this thing.
Yeah, I like it because it is unsolicited. I mean, you know, the people get to go on to Angie's List, and it's everything they say it is. You know, you get unbiased opinions, and people can write whatever they want. And I feel very proud of our whole Angie List, I would say, customer base, because we've gotten pretty much nothing but positive results. I really don't have anything negative in all of our comments that are on there, and I strive for that. You know, I'm one of those people that, you know, they say, oh, you have a 98% satisfaction rate. And I'm like, 98? What the heck? I want 100. You know, I'm always
Yeah, who are those 2%?
Yeah. I want to catch those people and make them happy. So, you know.
Well, I can tell you what. You made Bob happy. And Bob, you just had, and you know what? This is not just to pat the Lions heat and air on the back, but this is, when you get something like this, it's one thing for them to work with us. But then you get this top 5%. On the Angie's List for customer satisfaction.
That's As good. A matter of fact, Angie's List was one of the things that, you know, when Brenda looks into something, she researches it from a scientific standpoint. And I had brought up, you know, having Martin's people come out and take a look. But she did her research, saw all the positive reviews. We took several bids, and theirs was the best for the buck. And Martin made some good suggestions, and we are happy with our home environment right now. It's cozy,
and you can do things. But you can turn on your heat and air conditioning from your iPhone.
Yes, there's a thermostat called the Nest, and Martin had read about it and made this suggestion. We were sort of his guinea pigs. It was funny because his technicians are there taking it out of the box, and they're all, ooh, ah, you know.
they're reading about it.
It has been working. Yes, very shiny. It takes a little time to learn your environment, but it actually figures out your schedule. So rather than trying to program your thermostat, if you've seen some of those thermostats are so complicated.
You know what? Why is it at 3 o'clock in the morning? It turns the heat up to 76.
Yeah.
I just turn it off completely.
But this actually, and you can see it on a graph on your phone and say, okay, well, I don't want it to start increasing heat at this time. I want it to wait till this time. And it figures out what day it is, figures out if you're home. And it's really...
It can also tell you somebody's in your house.
Well, if it goes out of the way mode, hitting the thermostat. Yes, if somebody's taking care, if somebody's running the thermostat a little warm, you got some people staying over, you can say, hey, you know, I'm, this is getting expensive.
86 degrees in my house, maybe just a little bit warm. Yeah. You know, I know you have to keep the windows open. Anyway, okay, we got to run here in a minute. Okay, Martin, the biggest thing people can do to cut down on energy cost.
You know, I'll tell you that, A good digital setback thermostat. You don't necessarily need to bring your house down to freezing, but you know, you need to manage your heating and cooling comfort levels so that you can save money. And you don't necessarily have to have it, you know, super warm in your house. 68 degrees is pretty nice. And you know, if you just put on an extra sweater, make sure your house is insulated properly, and that's honestly where it's at. And then if you decide to take it to the next level, don't hesitate to give us a call, and I'll be more than happy to give you a free estimate on the new heating and air conditioning high-energy efficient system.
Okay. You can get money back on those, too, sometimes.
There are rebates available.
There are rebates. Okay. Martin Graff, who's been here from Alliance Heating and Air, we can't thank you enough for stopping by here. And you know what? And I didn't know about the Angie's List, so congratulations on that. That's really
thank
cool.
You.
That's something that is, you know, that you earn through your customers, not something you buy, not something that you compete for. It just happens. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Fred Swante from the Missing in America Project. This has gone national, starting right here in Reading, and the Congress just passed unanimously a bill that's going to support everything that Fred Swante and the Missing in America Project have tried to achieve over the last 5 years. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He wants to talk about America's red ink and then take questions on anything else. President Obama about to hold a news conference at the White House. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is there live.
The president will begin this news conference with a statement about the nation's debt. The president is asking Congress to increase the nation's legal borrowing limit, which is close to running out. He has steadfastly refused to negotiate with House Republicans over that debt ceiling. But Republicans are demanding the president agree to some deep spending cuts before they agree to more deficit spending. Gun laws, Syria, and his second-term cabinet is also likely topics. Dave?
Like as the president talks to reporters, Vice President Biden will sit down with some House Democrats talking gun control.
The vice president is expected to propose to the president on Tuesday tighter controls on assault weapons, as well as high-capacity magazines that hold 30 rounds or more, plus universal background checks.
Fox's Kelly Wright, the NRA's president does not expect Congress to approve an assault weapons ban. It's been this kind of flu season.
First, my husband got it, then my youngest daughter got it, then I got it.
She's in New York, where a public health emergency has been declared. The outbreaks hit nearly every state, and in some areas, the high demand for flu shots has some pharmacies running out. Toyota is number one again, and Cadillac and Chrysler won big at the auto show in Detroit. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper details all that live.
The title that GM lost to Toyota in 2008, then regained in 2011, has been lost again. Toyota's 9.7 million vehicles sold last year compared to GM's 9.2 million makes Toyota the world's top-selling automaker. GM's Cadillac ATS and Chrysler's Ram 1500 pickup have won North America Car and Truck of the Year awards. Ford CEO Alan Mulally tells Fox News Radio they're unveiling the Lincoln MKC concept,
which is our entry into the smaller luxury SUV segment.
Infiniti has unveiled its Q50 sports sedan with the help of a Cirque du Soleil troupe. Dave?
Jennifer on Wall Street, not much action. The Dow's up 2 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about healthcare, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine, but she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
As President Obama gets ready to hold a news conference, former President George H.W. Bush keeps making progress at a hospital in Houston.
George H.W. Bush might be discharged from Houston's Methodist Hospital by the end of the week if the doctors say he's ready. The Bush family says the 88-year-old has been improving. He was admitted just before Thanksgiving with bronchitis, which went away quickly, but a persistent fever kept the former president in the hospital, even in the ICU at some point. Bush served as the 41st president and is the father of 43rd President George W. Bush and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Evan Brown, Fox News Radio.
A scare for as many as 700 people around Buffalo, New York. They could have been exposed to HIV or hepatitis after diabetes patients at a veterans hospital accidentally shared insulin pens.
Let's use this as an opportunity to ensure that all practices in the VA are up to the best practice standards in healthcare today.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins says the chance those patients were exposed to disease is remote, but they need blood tests anyway. Two movies up for Oscars, Score at the Golden Globes. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah was there, now joins us live in L.A.
Award shows are usually all about drama, but a musical was celebrated last night, winning 3 Golden Globes from the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
And the Golden Globe goes to Les Miserables.
Anne Hathaway and Hugh Jackman took home acting honors for their roles in the film. Ben Affleck won Best Director for Argo, an award he's not even in the running for at the Oscars. And the film landed the Best Drama Golden Globe during the NBC show. Dave?
Sabrina, the Patriots and the Falcons were also big winners in football. Setting up the conference championship games, New England will host the Baltimore Ravens, a rematch of last year. Atlanta will play the San Francisco 49ers, a trip to the Super Bowl on the line in both games. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our second hour, 8:05 in the morning, January the 14th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We may actually even have sound going out. I think this one system we have, we either have to reload the system with a new type of sound cards or a new operating system completely, and that's going to be taken care of today, one way or the other. Of course, Bad Bob's joining me. Bad Bob, what's the weather like today?
Well, a little bit cool overnight. Let's see here. Tonight's low will be, start with today. The sunshine high of 53, tonight low of 35. Colder as you head down the valley. That's putting the citrus crops at risk. Mostly sunny for your Tuesday with a high of 61. And currently in Redding, we have 36 degrees with the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, I tell you what. Lunches, they have pizza night on Thursdays. Last Friday was singing night with Linda and Rick Hill and Pat Karch. This place was packed, people dancing and just having a great time. And Anselmo Vineyards, sporting clays, horseback rides, dinners, brunches. They're finishing up that cotillion up there. It's going to be absolutely fabulous. Wrought iron and glass, and puts a lot of people to work building these things. And Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Okay, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 3 points at 13,491. The S&P 500 down 3 points at 1468, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 13 points at 3112. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 167 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's down $14.15 at $505.90. Google's down $10.45 at $729.16, while Microsoft is up a penny at $26.84. Of local interest, Safeway down 9 cents at $17.32. Home Depot's off a nickel at $63.65, and Harley-Davidson down 9 cents at $50.05. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.85%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.24. Oil's down 40 cents a barrel at $93.16, and precious metals are higher with gold up $4.50 an ounce at $1,666.94, while silver's up 39 cents at $30.82. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. If you want to find out what's going on Wall Street and talk to them personally, just stop by at Park Marina Drive where they're at, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. Really, really good people down there at the Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, let's go to Elizabeth for our Monday update of what's happening tonight with the We the People.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, you know what? Pretty good. You know, just a little chilly out there, but it was eventful weekend.
Yeah.
But we survived it.
Yeah. Good. And everything is going well.
It seems to be. I mean, the year started off pretty well. Do you know something that we don't, maybe? Or I mean,
no.
You know, we've added a couple of new shows to the lineup.
I heard you've got one on Agenda 21.
Agenda 21. Perfect. Oh yeah, I mean, these guys are serious about it too. And then we've got another one on finances. So,
we're
at that point now that we want to. You know, I think we've probably got as many local programs as any place in California.
And let me ask you, how are we doing on Sunday morning saying that correctly about the community radio?
That's good. You guys are doing good. You know, community radio for the North State. That's us.
You put something up on the wall in really big old people type. I love that.
That's for me. It's not for you guys. I'm the oldest one up here, you know, and I'm only 40. So everybody else is younger except Bad Bob, who's got a rash. Did you hear about Bad Bob's rash across his face?
No.
Oh, yeah. You need to ask him about that. I think it has something to do with makeup of those girls that dance next to those poles. But I'm not sure. Anyway.
Ooh, there's a story I need to hear.
Okay.
Anyway.
Elizabeth, never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
I won't. I never do.
Okay. What's going on?
I just wanted to let folks know that this Saturday at the corner of Cypress and Hilltop, kind of near Sportsman's Warehouse, that area, from 12 to 2, the Tea Party will be holding a gun owners appreciation rally. And this is actually happening across the nation. January 19th, just in appreciation of the Second Amendment. And we will have information there for people that are not familiar with the Second Amendment and what it's really about. And it's kind of interesting, and you probably know this, Carl, that some people believe that the Second Amendment is only about hunting.
Well, yeah, I know, and they think that it's about muskets too, but uh-huh. they're completely wrong. It's you know, when I see people talking about giving up part of their rights under the Second Amendment, I don't uh-huh. see them doing the same thing about saying, "Oh, yeah, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to talk about this because I want to give up part of that First Amendment too."
Right.
So where's that going to be? It's going to be January 19th.
January 19th from noon until 2.
At the Sportsman's
Corner of Cypress and Hilltop.
Noon until 2, Cypress
and
Hilltop.
And so anybody that wants to join us, and you know, we always try to make our gatherings very positive. We like to educate and inform. So this is not a protest, but a positive rally in favor of the U.S. Constitution and our First and Second Amendment rights.
Well, you know, I'd be watching yourself out there on the corner of Cypress and Hilltop. Is usually a bunch of panhandlers there, and they, you know, they're pretty protective of their turf.
Yeah, well, we're pretty protective of our Second Amendment. and I want to encourage people to join us tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 2570 South Bonneview Road. That is the Destiny Fellowship Church, and we meet every Monday night at 6 o'clock, and we have for about 4 years now.
Okay, so what's happening tonight?
Tonight we're going to be talking about some of the city issues, and tomorrow night is the city council meeting, and they're going to be discussing some pretty critical issues there, as well as Chief Paletti will be having his first public forum for the citizens of Reading on the 30th. So we're going to be talking about some local issues tonight.
Okay.
And what? Local is what it's all about.
Well, that's what it is. I mean, if we need to be able to have something to say about what happens in our city, our county,
right.
and our Northern California spot, our
that's
state
right.
here. Now, the other thing, too, I would hope is tomorrow the Board of Supervisors are going to vote on more restrictive outdoor growing ordinances against
yes.
medical marijuana.
Yes. And I really encourage people to go to their Board of Supervisors meeting as well as their city council meetings. And you know, the first few times you go, you can feel a little intimidated, but really all you have to do is go and sit in the audience and just take it all in. And after you've done this 3 or 4 times, you start to see the bigger picture, you start to understand who the players are, and you start to understand the process of these meetings.
Well,
they're there for the public. This is your opportunity to step up and speak out. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to get up to the podium and actually say anything. But I encourage people to try to attend their public meetings.
Well, one of the things too is that the supervisors and the city council should never give a feeling that it's I'm up here on this dais and you're not. It should be is that they should be as open as going to your neighbor and hearing what they have to say. I mean, when they put themselves into a situation and they present themselves in such a way that, you know, it's, you know, us against them type thing, which, you know, which I'm not saying it's like that, but I'm just
right.
saying is that you've got to feel like, you know, that you're welcome when you come in there. Anyway,
absolutely.
You're absolutely right. Okay, Elizabeth, this
weekend.
Saturday, January 19th, noon to 2 p.m.,
yes.
a Second Amendment rally on the corner of Cypress and Hilltop.
And thank you so much for everything you're doing, Carl. Your radio station has just blossomed beyond belief, and there are so many people covering so many issues that have a public voice because of you.
And we welcome all. Issues. We welcome all voices from
okay.
any side of the aisle. Thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
Thanks, you guys.
All right,
bye. We've
got to take a quick break. We're really running late here, but our guest is Fred Salanti, and we're talking about the Dignified Veterans Burial Act, among other things. And it's going to be, wait till you hear this. What a great story it is. And so much for our veterans. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. Right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Man Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. 8:17 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, supporter of veterans. Veterans get discounts there. Espresso Joe's great coffee, also the finest coffee in town, and the lowest tobacco prices in town, right there at Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, and I think our guest, Fred Salante, who heads up the Missing in America Project, would agree with me about that.
Oh, yeah.
And they do a lot.
They support us constantly, and they have never had some more loyal supporters, and you and Linda included, but there's a few people from this community that have been invaluable, Carl.
I know. You know what? And, well, let's talk, first of all, let's talk a little bit about what is the Missing in America Project. There may be people out there that don't know. They are new to the community or something.
Okay. The Missing in America Project, in a real simple nutshell, is that we locate, identify, and bury unclaimed veterans that have been abandoned by either family or are indigent or have no one to be the family for them. And so the Missing in America Project inventories, finds the records in either county coroners, medical examiners, funeral homes. We take the information. We work with a special authority with the Department of Veterans Affairs to turn in that information to the Personnel Records Center, find out if there's a veteran status, whether they're service-connected or just a veteran or a spouse or a dependent. We don't forget the wives and children of our veterans either.
And we're not talking a couple hundred. We're talking thousands here.
Well, right now we've buried over 2,200 wives, veterans, and spouses. We have over 19,000 names we're inventorying to see, and so and we have only went to about 2,500 funeral homes out of the 25,000 in the nation. And we're having funeral homes right now in the East give us lists of 2,000 names each in New York.
And they keep these. Now, they keep the remains of people. If they haven't been claimed by law, don't they have to keep them? Or what do
no,
they do
actually,
with them?
By law, they're authorized in most states to get rid of them in 180 days or up to 1 year. And so it's very honorable that the funeral homes do keep them, even though sometimes when you see where they're kept, you maybe it's not right. But that's why we're in business, is to be the kind of the facilitator between either the county coroner or the funeral home and the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Okay, now that's what the Missing in America project is. We're going to take a quick break here. I want to come back, and we want to talk about, Fred, how you got going with this. And then we've just had just stupendous news that the government has finally gotten, you know, gotten it back into it. And that not that they've ever been a roadblock, but they just haven't, it hasn't been on their top of their plate. Well, now it is, and we want to talk about that, too. We'll be right back. Our guest is Fred Salante, the founder of the Missing in America Project.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning! There is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Redding. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Redding on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread, and of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bot, 8:25 in the morning. January the 14th, 37 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, in business since 1992, and just have been awarded the Angie List top 5% of the country as a heating and air conditioning company. I mean, that's great. They're going to help you any way they can, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 530-221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, Fred Salante is our guest from the Missing in America Project. He told us what it was. Now, Fred, I mean, did you wake up one morning and a light over your head goes, yeah, I'm going to go find people that haven't been claimed? I mean, I don't think that's what happened.
No, it's not what happened, but actually, what happened was at the time I was in Oregon, and I was doing work with the Eagle Point National Cemetery at Eagle Point, which is just outside of Medford in White City. And I was looking into the fact that there was homeless and unclaimed veterans that were being taken out there to be buried. But because of no family, no anybody, they were having a service once a month that they had one chaplain and generally one person from the cemetery, and nobody else attended those services. So I started going to those services and then rounding up other veterans and other people to come out there. We did that, and then I started calling the 9 western states worth of national cemeteries. At the time I did this, I was on the national staff of Patriot Guard, and I was on the help on the home front facilitator for the 9 western states. So I started calling all of the cemeteries in the 9 western states. I came across Idaho, and Rich Sessler was the director of the Boise, Idaho State Cemetery. And he said, "Fred, yes, we have the service, but more importantly to that, we just have 21 veterans and a spouse that have been given to us to bury from storage lockers and from a funeral home that was bought out." And so he said, "This is a problem that we're working on in Idaho." So I started calling the rest of those cemeteries and found out that Oregon had 3,500 unclaimed people that were from the...
Were you surprised about this?
It was a big surprise, but then I called Nevada. They had 35 they had that were the same thing, that were unclaimed with nobody. And so all of a sudden my mind said, this is not just a one-shot-off problem. This is a bigger problem. So we started rounding that same group of people and looking at funeral homes. And, you know, we came here to Reading, and Jim Allen from Allen and Dahl Funeral mm-hmm. Homes opened the door and said, "I believe in your cause. Come inventory who we have." And from that started the effort, because all of a sudden it made believers from people that said, this isn't a problem. Somebody would have done something about this.
Well, I think it's one of those things that people, it's one of the things that if you don't know about it, you know, you don't think about it, because you assume that if it's a veteran or if it's anybody, that they're going to be buried. But then realizing that thousands, tens of thousands, that doesn't happen for. And I remember how shocked and surprised I was when we first started talking about this, that there's actually people been sitting out there for 25 years on somebody's shelf.
25?
I mean, I'm just thinking, yeah, I think that was the first one I heard about, but then it went back to, what?
I've got 98 years.
Yeah, 98
right now
years.
For a husband and wife that have been on the shelf since 1923 in the Civil War.
How about a Medal of Honor recipient that was buried in a parking lot?
Well, it was worse than a parking lot,
well,
Carl. It was a garbage dump.
The garbage, okay.
And they had a little square clocked off with a little fence with the saying that here was where a Medal of Honor recipient was. And so we worked very heavy. MIAP went to federal court, got an exhumation order, and we buried him along with our two veterans that were Silver Star recipients from local, one from Cottonwood and one from Sacramento. And that began the infamous trip honors at Arlington, which you supported, and everything
happened. Well, we rode as far as we could on that one. That was the one that the Long Rider was introduced into the lore and history of America.
Yeah, I think we're getting ready to bargain with the Smithsonian at some point with that. You know, I think that should be.
I asked Indian Dave. I said, "Can I drive that one day?" He goes, "No." Oh, okay. I said, "Can I sit on it?" "You can sit on it. Linda can sit on it any time, but I can sit on it, you know, sometimes."
But, you know, that's a story in its own right, because Dave went to look to get it. We found this abortion on Craigslist that somebody had chopped apart. And when
they were drinking one night, yeah, and they built this thing, right?
Yes.
Or something like that.
And when Dave went to call him to buy it, to go to Arlington, because we needed a vehicle to take.
And we're talking about a trike here, you know, a motorcycle that you could put, that could be large enough to do this. And they built it out of a Toyota engine. And I mean, if you're trying to picture this thing, has got to be like 20 feet long at least.
It's almost 24.
24 feet long. So that's what we're talking about. All of this is part of that. We're going to have to take a break here in a little bit. But when we come back from the break, y'all have done so much, and your group has done so much, the trip to Arlington, getting so many people involved in this throughout the states. But it has culminated in something that is just incredibly and just incredible. And I really want to talk about that when we get back, how you did this, how it finished up, and the results of this act in our last 20 minutes here or so. We'll be right back. Fred Salanti is our guest. Carl and DeBott, you know, Missing in America Projects is, as anything that honors our veterans, any group that honors our veterans, you know, it's something you need to find out about and something to support. We'll be right back after we do the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Chiancresso. At the White House, President Obama will soon start the final news conference of his first term.
The president will start out with a statement about his fight with House Republicans over spending cuts and increasing the debt.
And the president faces questions on some other critical issues.
Other likely topics, the administration's task force on mass violence, the emerging plans for U.S. troop withdrawals from Afghanistan after 2014, and his second-term cabinet.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz. On guns, Vice President Joe Biden's now meeting with some House lawmakers to discuss ways to reduce gun violence. Boston's flu emergency has clinics hopping there.
After officials announced that a child under 6 years old died after being diagnosed with the flu, Boston's public health commissioner says more than 6,000 people got flu shots at nearly two dozen free clinics across the city.
Fox Radio's Courtney Keeley. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an ENERGY STAR high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an ENERGY STAR heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us!
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. A lot of times we all just sit here and talk, and we lose sight. We lose contact of what we're supposed to be doing. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. What can I say? DC, Tim, and the Man in Black. Great guys, great prices, on your haircuts. And discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, you know, this is where I get my haircut. This is where Bob gets his haircut, his beard trimmed, his chest hair flammed. You know, they use a flamethrower in his chest. It's hard to believe that. Are you okay, Bad Bob? But it's, you know what? You've been gone a week and the whole thing's falling apart. We had to go back and reset the computers like three times. Is it you or is it a...
Oh, I don't know. I think it's...
Did you bring back all this aura? This
yeah.
aura? Okay.
Maybe that's all the electronic radiation.
That's what it is. That's that rash on your face. You got too close to a new iPad. All right. Okay. I am just kidding about the rash on his face. All right. I want people to come in here and look at his face. Fred Salanti, founder of Missing in America Project, is our guest. We talked about what it is and how really it got founded. There have been some wonderful things happening over the last 4 years since you've got, or 5 years. Is it 5 years now?
Yeah. Almost seven.
Almost seven. Wow. Well, you started then before you got down here.
Yes.
All right. So, but a lot of great things have happened. So let's talk about... Can we talk about the progression of how this happened? I mean, we can tell everybody at the end, it's got a great ending. And it's been in the papers, the president's involved in it. In fact, the president signed off on something that we're going to talk about right now. So, lead us through this.
Okay, I think we ended it on the lead-in because
right.
Everything started when we did the trip across the nation. And, of course, as I've said ever since that happened, I can't thank this community for supporting it. Us, the left 37 of writers go all the way to Arlington and back to carry the two Silver Star and the Medal of Honor recipients. As we got close to Ohio on that trip, Congressman Pat Tiberi came out and met us on the road and had a discussion with myself and at a gas station in the middle of nowhere on this 6,000-mile trip. He was so moved by what we were doing that he went back and entered into the House of Representatives, House Bill 2051, which was called the Missing in America Act of 2009. And he was trying to get that bill in to get passed and to make us have some recognition so that the VA and everybody else would allow more things to happen for unclaimed veterans. One of the things that is that the VA has always taken care of everybody that has family or currently is killed in action or that. But the problem is when somebody remains unclaimed and there's no family to bring it to anybody's attention, it was kind of out of the crack. And the VA couldn't do anything about it because they didn't even know these people existed or were out there. So that law went into place, and Congressman Tiberi put it in 2010, put it in 2011, and nothing ever happened. We couldn't get Congress to act on it at all. This year, a different thing.
What did Wally Herger do during this time frame?
And Wally Herger supported us, absolutely. He's okay. One of the co-sponsors of our law.
I'm glad to hear that.
From 2009 on.
Okay.
He was there with us the whole way.
Oh, attaboy Wally.
The final.
Okay.
It was an attaboy Wally, yes. This year, a different story is that Senator Bob Portman and the Alaska Senator Bejik decided to jump on board with a Senate bill that matched it. So they put in the same thing as the Missing in America Act 2012, but in the Senate as well as the House.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the two people started going together. Earlier this year, again, due to a local connection, one of my writers was a friend of a local man, Charlie Manauer, whose brother happens to be a lieutenant general in the Army, and brought all of this to his attention. He became involved and went to General Sullivan, the head of USAA, who is also a classmate of General Sosinski. And so, lo and behold, we got into multiple conference calls with Steve Murrow, who's the head of the Veterans Memorial Division, under instructions from General Sosinski to find out about Missing in America and see how that fit into the VA picture. So we explained to them what was the story with unclaimed, and they, of course, have some that were given to them.
Were they completely in the dark about this, Fred?
No, they weren't in the dark, but they didn't realize the complexity of the problem. And again,
and probably the numbers even.
Well, the numbers. And let's face it, when I first started this, I worked with a guy that was 40 years in the cemetery business. He said, Fred, we were trying to look at number, and we said, okay, maybe a realistic number is we're going to find 10,000 of these veterans across the nation. You know what? Now it's in the 250. 250,000 or more that we're going to find. So we've realized the difference. Then we realized the second portion. Going to the funeral home and finding them isn't the solving the problem. It's just taking the problem after it's been made and trying to do an honorable thing. The problem really starts with the county coroners and medical examiners and every unclaimed or indigent veteran that dies and nobody has a family to claim them. Whether nobody
and they had no place, and they could, like you said, they could keep them up to a year, they could bury them with 180 days, but there was really nothing clear for them to do with them either, though.
Absolutely
at that point.
Nothing. No.
So, I mean, it's, and like you said, some people kept them for 98 years.
Yes.
And because it was, they felt like it wasn't right to just to disperse them.
And okay. Thank goodness for that.
All right, we got to take a break here. Okay, now we've gotten to the point where now the VA's in it. Now the generals are in it. So that's going to make that makes a difference. All right. As soon as we take the break, we're going to come back and we're going to get to the point here where we talk about the Dignified Veterans Burial Act and how huge this is, how great it is for our nation to have this, that we take care of our veterans and so that their final resting place is done and their final ceremony is done with honor. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You are a responsible gun owner. Whether you like to hunt, target shoot, enjoy working on weapons, or just want to own one for protection, Bastiani Arms is the place for you. Bastiani Arms is Redding's leading firearm headquarters. Friendly, professional customer service, a commitment to education, and Redding's finest product lines. They pride themselves on only selling quality firearms. Hunters, target shooters, and law enforcement officials agree that Bastiani Arms is a trusted resource for advice, sales, and repair of firearms. They've earned a reputation for quality and excellence, and they're committed to safe, responsible gun ownership. Call Bastiani Arms today at 530-222-8222 and talk to one of their trained professionals. Ask about their firearm instruction, concealed carry, and hunter safety classes. See Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Redding or call 530-222-8222. Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution.
Linda Bach, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. If it's important up here, you know what? They're going to wander their way throughout the studio. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I believe we are. And Bad Bob's going to be checking the chat room there because my chat room is my computer. You know, at 8:30 every morning, my battery just says, nah, that's enough. You know, I've only had this computer for like 6 years. and Bad Bob laughs at he chortles when he sees it. Our guest, Fred Salante, and Fred Salante from the Missing in America project. And we've talked about how it started. We talked about Fred's involvement. We talked about how it was pushed forward over these last few years. Okay, what was the next step in this, Fred?
Okay, part of the next step was is when I first started, I originally approached the National Funeral Directors Association in D.C. that has about 16,000 funeral homes joined in with it. And they were very interested in our project from their part of the industry because they have a big problem. Every funeral home has lots of unclaimed cremains. And my volunteers would go in there to try to ask and find it. And, of course, we were turned down. We don't have any. Yet if you read the funeral industry reports, every funeral home has some. Just a fact of life. So we pitched them. Then I had a national representative that stayed with working them. When Senator Portman and Bejick got on board and they had congressional hearings, the National Funeral Directors Association went in and talked in support of passing the law. The Ohio head of the Department of Veterans Affairs from there was a Hanoi Hilton Air Force retired veteran. He went and told them, you have to have this law. We had the generals working from the other side, working within the VA to get us attention. The VA listened to the total problem of, I'll call it birth to death, from the time somebody first dies and goes to a county coroner to a medical examiner. We have to have that information now so that they're identified before the county pays a fee to go to the get cremated and then stay on a shelf unclaimed. If we have their names now, we're able to identify them, send them to the funeral home, knowing that they're a veteran, so they will never ever stay there. So it's a full circle to complete this thing. And everybody started realizing this and realizing that we needed the things to make this happen. We had a couple of very important memorandums of understanding with things like Dignity SCI Funeral Group, which has 20,000 some funeral homes in it. So we started getting a spread of people that realized what was happening. We had a senator from Florida attended one of our services in Florida, and the veteran was being buried in a cardboard crate, and he couldn't stand that, so he put a bill in to make sure that the VA provided an urn or a casket for any unclaimed veteran.
I understand that. That's fair.
So the secret was everybody took care of people that had family and stuff. This whole bill is about those veterans and their dependents that had nobody to speak for them, where MIAP comes into place. And so that's the kind of the crux. The funeral directors are behind us, local veterans groups and states. We have 21 laws passed in states that recognize that we need to do something for unclaimed veterans. So we were already at a very high level of awareness. And so that then, Rich Sessler had left Idaho and went to Washington to become the director of three state cemeteries there. And he got involved with Patty Murray, who is the senator from Washington, who is the head of the Veterans Affairs Committee. And so she became involved. At the end of the day, Carl,
SB Senate Bill 3202.
What happened was there were 62 different laws for veterans that had different things out there that were really very non-controversial. Some of them were simple as naming a post office after one of our heroes that had passed. Patty Murray put together these 63 laws and took the portions from them and renamed all of those 63 laws the Dignified Veterans Burial Act, and she introduced it to the Senate and got it to the floor, of course, because she's the head of the Veterans Affairs Committee. That then predicated the vote of 100-0 vote that passed the Senate.
Imagine that.
And so unanimous. And so then it went to the House to be passed the next day. Unfortunately, the fiscal cliff got involved and nothing happened until January or December 30th. And then it came up in the morning at 10:30. The senators wouldn't vote on it. So use some rule to postpone it to 6:30 at night, and the last bill passed before they got into
the Congress, right?
Yeah, to the House was 3202. Then it went to the president for signature,
and it was signed.
It was signed Thursday morning,
and that was. And by the way, that was a unanimous vote in Congress too.
That was unanimous. So that's why I put a headline out at one point: 493-0, unclaimed veterans win.
There you go.
What's the argument to that?
Congratulations, Fred.
Thank you, Carl.
No, I mean, congratulations.
That's not me.
No, Fred, take this one. Congratulations, Fred. There are so many others that worked on this. I understand that. And there's so many, as a good leader you do, is you pass that on to your people. But whether you like it or not, it started with you, and you have been the spearhead of it. And you have hurt feelings, and you have run over people. But it's like anything. When you're building something, you're going to hurt feelings. You're going to push it. But at the end of it, the humility that comes through here, and the fact is that you do share this with everybody. And the bottom line is our veterans, the ones who have nobody, have Missing in America and all the people that support that. I'm going to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebaugh, our guest, Red Salante.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HDTV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Well, back down.
Yeah.
No, I
welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, Community Radio. 8:53 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, our people down there. With your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, your neighbor's making great deals for you. They carry a super selection of new and previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. If you can't find something down there that's going to fit for you, give them a day. Tell them what you want. They'll find it for you. Give them a call at 530-223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading. It's our friends and just a great, great automobile, truck, and SUV company, Reading Crown Motors. Our guest, Fred Salante, retired major of the United States Army. You were a Special Forces kind of guy, weren't you, for a while? Yeah, that's why all you guys from Special Forces, you all would limp when you walk around. Who, as we just talked about, from a Missing in America project, got the Dignified Veterans Burial Act signed, worked all the way through Congress and the Senate unanimously, by the way, at the end of December of last year, December of 2012, and signed by Obama on Thursday.
January 10th.
January 10th. Now, when you first started this, and you've always said this, was, I'd like to be put out of business to you personally in having to do this. Well, I don't see that happening, but this is a huge step to help that, isn't it?
Well, the huge step to this is that life doesn't be as difficult when you have the proper recognition and authority. And basically what this does is brought the Missing in America project nationwide awareness and nationwide consciousness. And if you look at every law that I wrote assisted in writing, getting passed in the 21 states, even this law. We never exclude anybody, and we're not saying it's MIAP is the only person in the nation that can do it. We've always written stuff that it was any veterans organization that was going to take on the project of burying and interring veterans honorably. So this is a whole nation can be participants in this. And as it works out, the discussions with the VA now will be how this is implemented. It doesn't go into effect till January 10th. 2014. There's a one-year delay. Well, part of it, Carl, is because there's so many
the other things they do.
Yes.
You know, of all the things they do, of course, it's going to take a while to get themselves organized, I guess. Okay.
They have to have the organization. They're going to have their SOPs. They're going to have their procedure. What kind of urn? They have 180 days. Department of Veterans Affairs has 180 days to report back to Congress. What's the standard for the casket? What's the standard for the urn? Then the VA's got to decide. Are they going to pre-stage these everywhere in the nation at every cemetery so that we can have one when we need it, when there's an indigent person that can't be kept in a freezer?
Well, I tell you what, if you want something done right away, why didn't we just have Obama sign an executive order?
Well,
okay, I'm not going to get into that one.
That is a way, yes.
Okay, you're right. There are a lot of things. So let's put something in place that's going to work so we don't have to, you know, that you go down there one day and you find out there's no urn or there's no coffin or whatever. Now, big thing here in the last few minutes, every other month you have a ceremony that we put our unclaimed veterans, they're honored and buried. Is that correct?
Yeah. We had this because we were having enough of a steady flow of people that we found from here. I think we're finding that our numbers are going down. We may change that to quarterly or biannually soon. But we're now doing more and more down in Sonora County. We just turned in 350 names from one mortuary with death certificates that were in the county of Sonora. So action is going further and elsewhere. They're doing major escorts to the Sacramento Valley Cemetery from Sebastopol, from Santa Rosa, from the Bay Area. We have lots of retired policemen from San Francisco that are on our escort team down there going across the state.
All right. So it's a national organization now. Are you in every state?
Yeah, we're in 40 active.
Okay, 40 active. And once this thing gets into control, they'll probably go into the other ones, then I would imagine.
Well, this law now will force things because the VA will force every state to comply to a certain set of rules.
Not necessarily a Missing in America project.
No.
But the state will, and they'll set up their own thing here.
It'll be anybody that can meet the criteria. Right now the criteria is you have to be recognized by the Department of Veterans Affairs at Jefferson Barracks and be on their rolls to be able to get veterans verified. But anybody can do it. They just got to go through the procedure and get the VA to accept them.
Okay. Fred Salante, retired Army Major, thank you so much for what you've done.
No, thank you, and thanks to all the supporters that have helped
us. And I know that there is no I in this thing, and you don't see Fred Salante's name on any of these things here, but Fred has been in, yes, and he's had a tremendous organization, so many people helping with this, so many. But again, Fred, thank you for spearheading this thing. I mean, when you look at it, it started with you, and you need to be thanked. And so we're just one of many, many thanking you for it. I don't know how many veterans out there, and if they could, they'd thank you too.
Well, right now it's about 2,200,
with thousands and thousands and thousands
more to go.
More. All right, Fred Salante, Missing America Project. Thanks a lot, Fred. Tomorrow we're going to have, the first part of our guest host are coming in, with me, our guest co-host, Nicole Huber, who's going to be in, and she's going to be, my guest co-host for tomorrow. And Tom Basinko is going to be our guest. We're going to be talking about, realignment, and there's a lot of things going on. When you start talking of crime, violent crime, property crime. Is violent crime going up? Is it like you see in these newspaper articles, oh gosh, more murders, more crime? Or now there's a new way, according to Chief Paletti, that the sheriff's using for keeping people inside the jail, which seems to be helping. Property crime is still rising, but perhaps dropping. We just heard is that they stole what, Bob? Out of the park?
One of the bronze statues.
One of the bronze.
For like the third time.
They stole the bronze statue for the third time out of which park was that? The
Caldwell Park.
All right. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
We are poised for a good year if we make smart decisions and sound investments.
At the same time, President Obama adds,
we got to pay our bills.
So he's urging Congress at a news conference that's still going on to raise the U.S. debt ceiling without a fight that could hurt the economy.
It would slow down our growth, might tip us into recession.
But Republican Senator Mike Lee wants spending cuts attached.
We're going to face another credit rating downgrade, I fear, if we just raise it reflexively again without changing the way that Washington spends money and, more importantly, the way Washington borrows money.
And the president is also calling for an assault weapons ban, which the NRA opposes. It has been a month since the Connecticut school massacre, and today in Newtown, a new push to prevent such violence. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
In a press conference moments ago, Sandy Hook family members held pictures of their late children as they fought back tears, pleading for there never to be a next time.
I don't know yet what these changes are. I come with no preconceived agenda. I do believe there is no quick fix.